Put stars in your washing machine. Finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
What did the superintendent have to say, Mr. Hanley?
Well, we can see it, Captain.
What condition is she in?
From what the nurse reported, she snapped out of it. What happened to that court reporter?
He's waiting for her. Do you know when she's going to be transferred to the jail?
Well, the doctor doesn't advise it for a few days yet. That's immaterial, though.
You think you'll be able to get any real information from her?
Who knows, Captain? Who knows?
District Attorney Richard Hanley and his assistant Dave Chapman join the court reporter, and they go immediately to the prison hospital room where Mater White has been confined since she shot and killed her husband, Ted. Meanwhile, the nurse in charge has informed the prisoner that she is having visitors, who they are, why they're coming. Within a matter of minutes, or so it seems to Mater, the door to her room opens, and the three men enter. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but that was my mistake. What a pair of hands I had. So now I'm back to Does. It's certainly true. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then next wash day, use Does. Inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Does because we put more into it. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. Get a box today and you'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Mrs. White, I should like to introduce myself. I'm the district attorney, Richard Hanley. My assistant, Mr. Chapman, and the court reporter, Mr. Adams.
How do you do?
Mrs. White.
How do you do?
May we sit down?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I think you should know, Mrs. White, that you have the right to refuse to speak to me. That is your constitutional right. However, if you feel up to it, I'd very much appreciate getting some sort of a voluntary statement from you. Do you think you feel strong enough to talk to me?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. You're much better than you were. You feel better, do you?
I think so.
You don't mind discussing anything with me?
No.
I'm glad to know that you want to cooperate.
There's no reason why I shouldn't want to cooperate.
Mrs. White, what is your full name?
Mater Burrow White.
Mm-hmm. Your address, where you live?
1335 Mill Road, in Selby Flat.
Your age?
31.
Children?
Children? I had a little boy once. He's dead.
Oh. I'm very sorry, Mrs. White. I had no intention.
That's all right. At least I know he's not afraid anymore. For that, I'm thankful.
You have brothers, sisters, a father?
My mother is dead. I have a father.
His full name?
Frederick Barr. A brother, William. And a sister, Gertrude Barr. Trudy, we call her.
Tell me, Mrs. White, how did this happen?
How did what happen?
Surely you remember that you shot your husband.
So I understand.
You must know that you killed your husband. How did it come about? What happened?
I really don't know.
Where did you get the gun?
Gun? I don't know.
Mrs. White, you'd left your husband.
Yes. I took Chucky with me. I wanted him to have a chance. Real chance.
You went to Selby Flats, didn't you, to stay with your father?
Until after I got my divorce.
You do remember that, don't you?
Yes.
Why, Mrs. White, did you return to the home that you'd left, Mr. White's home, after your little boy had died?
I went to get Chucky's things. I didn't want Ted to have anything of Chucky's. I wanted to get a little suit, Chucky's favorite suit. I bought it for him. I wanted him to be buried in it. Yes, that's why I went back. It was because of Chucky. I went away because of Chucky. And I went back because of Chucky.
Did you have a key to the house?
I don't know.
Did you hear a shot while you were there?
I don't remember.
Mrs. White, where were you immediately before you arrived at the Ted White home?
At the hospital, Selby Flats Hospital. No, I was home. Yes, I was home. I'd left the hospital.
You'd left the hospital and then went home. Do you mean to your former home, Ted White's home?
No. To my home. To my family.
When did you leave your home?
When?
What time of day?
I don't remember exactly.
Was it before noon? After?
I really don't remember, Mr. Henley.
You do remember leaving your home, don't you?
Yes. I was going out for a walk.
Alone?
I wanted to be alone. There are times, Mr. Henley, when my son had just died. And I wanted to walk.
Where did you go?
I don't know. I think I just walked. For a while, I think Chucky was with me.
But you said that your son had died.
That's right. I did, didn't I?
What did you do besides walk?
I don't know.
Was it raining?
I don't remember.
How do you account for the fact that your clothes were damp when the police arrived at the White home?
Were my clothes damp?
Whom did you meet after you left your home in Selby Flats?
I don't remember.
Did you talk with any person? Did you visit any place?
I don't remember.
Mrs. White, did you collect your son's suit and other things that you wanted?
I don't know.
What happened after you arrived at your husband's house?
I don't remember.
Isn't there something you can tell me about your husband's death?
He's dead. That's what I was told. He's dead.
Mrs. White, would you mind going to the White home with us?
What?
Not today, but perhaps tomorrow or the next day. Perhaps there you might be able to remember some of the things that you seem to have forgotten.
Anything you want me to do, I'll do.
Now, you are doing this of your own free will, you know. In no way would I want to coerce you. You see, Mrs. White, in my capacity as district attorney, all I want is the truth, facts as they are. We're not interested in trying to pin anything on you. All we want are the facts. You do understand that, then?
Yes, I understand that.
Good. And I'll see you within another day or so. And I hope you feel much better.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Warren.
Chapman, what do you think?
I don't know, Mr. Henry. There were times when I thought she was confused.
Really confused, you think, Chapman? I had the feeling that when she wanted to remember, she remembered. And she's not stupid. From what we know of her past, and that's plenty.
I realize she can be cagey. And as you said, Mr. Henley, she could very well be hiding a great deal. When you compare her story as she gave it to you with what the housekeeper told me, well, I don't know.
I think I'll take a ride out to see the Bauer family sometime this evening.
Want me along?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary. Perhaps I can piece a few things together that have me a little confused at the moment. Darn attractive woman, isn't she?
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands. So if you've noticed a difference in your hands after using some of those no-rinse chemicals, then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge. Next wash day, change to Dove. Inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You'll get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today. The district attorney visits the Bauer home. In the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.